Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I saw here that Bill and Melinda Gates are getting divorced. It's pretty wild. But anyway, I wonder what... Is Alex Jones... yes, Alex, come on in.
Infowars.com.
Howard, the Gates were so perfect together. They were going to call 96% of the population. They ate children together. They stayed at Jeffrey Epstein's Paris estate 497 times. Okay, I just can't believe it happened. Infowars.com.
Wait a second, Alex.
Infowars.com.
Alex, are you saying you're upset about Bill and Melinda Gates divorcing? I would have thought the opposite.
I'm so upset that they can't continue the COVID-19 crimson contagion battle plans to control society and the fake PCR tests with Klaus Schwab's book, The Great Reset, where they're going to push the eugenicist depopulation. Oh, I'm so upset about that. I'm so sorry.
Right.
Please.
So you're being sarcastic. In other words, you're happy. You're celebrating the end of Bill and Melinda Gates.
Melinda Gates is joining the fight for freedom. She has denounced the satanic deep state overlord husband. She's abandoning the Stockholm syndrome. Listen, it takes a bold person to stand up to the leader of the interdimensional vampires, the satanic globalist pedophile cults. They commit crimes against humanity to prove their credit with the aliens.
You're saying Melinda Gates was actually suffering from Stockholm syndrome and she finally got away from the evil warlord Bill Gates. Is that correct?
The evil known villain. Hold on 1 second. Howard, I'm getting a knock at my door. Let's see, who is it? Come in!
It is I, Reptilian Bachelor Bill Gates.
Oh my God, Bill Gates. Let me ask you something. I really want to have a serious interview. Gates, what was the breaking point in your marriage with Melinda?
Melinda always complained that I left crumbs after my baby feast.
You know, it's going to be hard for you to date. I mean, when you're eliminating all of humanity, how are you even going to date?
I will slaughter all of civilization except Kaya Gerber. She will be queen of the scorched earth.
All right,
Kaya Gerber.
Sounds like Kaya Gerber, right?
All hail Gerber. Bill Gates. All hail Bill Gates.
All right, well, enough out of you, Gates. Well, let me tell you something. If you need a quick meal in your new bachelor pad, you need Liberty Food Buckets. This is high-performance powdered survival food. You got powdered lasagna, powdered burgers, powdered chicken fingers, made with the finest ingredients, loaded with baby powder, loaded with sawdust. This stuff's going to fill you up good. 40% off with promo code FelonFauci, Infowars.com.
Well, look,
Infowars.com.
I'm thinking about it. It's blowing my mind. This was a show within a show within a show. I have a show going on. You came on with your show, and then you put on another show with Bill Gates. So this is...
Yeah, he was knocking at our door, and then somebody
right.
knocked at his door.
Right. Wait, I'm hearing imaginary knocks on the door right now. All right. Let me ask you, is it hard for you to sleep at night? With all you know, it must be hard for you to calm down.
Well, it's not hard when you have alpha male sleep fusion that you take every night, filled with vitamin X. It's very good for you. So that's how I get to bed every night. But listen, I am up every night when I don't take the fusion because I'm just imagining the Satanists that want to cut our arms and legs off and how they're going to externalize the NSA spy system into big tech.
How come it's taking so long for the globalists to get rid of the population?
People are slowly getting the facts. They're understanding this. The Satanists take drugs because they want to end the veil. They eat children for the interdimensional pain. Then the aliens hand over the inventions. That's how we got the wheel. That's how we got the television. That's how we got the iPhone. They feed off dark energy. Right, Bill Gates?
All hail Bill Gates.
Yes.
Do you ever have a margarita on the beach? I mean, just fucking chill out. I mean, it's to me, it's just intense, your world. It really is.
Listen, I like a little good whiskey. We got some good whiskey here in Austin. I'll sit down and have a little bit of Bluebell ice cream. I love all of those kind of things. The
all
core
right.
goal is taking down the mega banks, taking down the powerful elites, taking down the prime controllers, taking down the grays. You know, I look at some people. I look at Teddy Roosevelt, for example. That man, the man's my hero. He was an elitist, right, but he wanted to empower people. He made the great national parks. He pissed off the Fed. Want to break up the big banks and the monopolies and... That's the kind of man that I look to, I aspire to, not these chicken neck perverts who want to sterilize the population and put the human breeding program and the cloning programs, these globalist Democrat Nazis.
All right. All right, listen, Alex, we got to go because I have my own commercials and own show to run. I can't run your show while I'm doing this show.
You got your own products to push.
All right, I'm
going to take a piss. I'll be back right after these words.
All right, there we go.
Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission. And he said to me, he said, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. That's what the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting down the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best storable food at the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It was being set up the last 75 years.
Front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
But now it's here. Open world corporate run government. Thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday, May 5th, global transmission. We have Dr. Joseph Mercola joining us in the second hour. He is the number one health and wellness medical doctor in the world. He is the granddaddy of the whole movement that fought to keep supplements legal in the laws that were passed when they tried to outlaw supplements in the mid-1990s. He's done just an absolutely amazing job over the years. And he has now been threatened into removing off of his website all the mainline science about vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, and more, and about ivermectin, about hydroxychloroquine. It is just more criminal activity by the cartel. They put out a large, lengthy hit list report financed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that even called for the CIA. In fact, guys, pull that from yesterday's stack. I forgot to pull that study back out. Even called for the CIA and the Pentagon to go after, quote, anti-vaxxers and to basically eradicate folks. So that is all coming up in the second hour today. And then we have Nick Fuentes, who's got a huge announcement that he's going to debut here on air for you in the third hour with his lawyer dealing with the no-fly list and that major test case. And the government's now confirmed, yeah, you're on a no-fly list. We're not going to tell you why. Extremely Orwellian. Well, I told you it was coming, and now they're doing trials on the general public on newborn babies, six-month-old babies, two-year-old babies, and some are dying. Many are having autoimmune responses and swelling up like tomatoes and having blood clots. And now they're moving to have just emergency authorization for the gene therapy, the Frankenshots of Pfizer and then Moderna and then Bill Gates' mRNA vaccine, though he's behind all three groups and part owner of those, and has bragged he gets a 20-to-1 return on his investment. And so we're going to be looking at that in great detail. Also, Greg Reese normally does 5-minute reports.
He has put together a tour de force that we've not even posted yet at band.video that will be premiering in the last segment of this hour, dealing with the Illuminati Unmasked. Unlimited look into that very powerful report to understand the mindset of these predators, of these parasites. So that is coming up today in the final segment of this hour. I will also do my best to take calls when Nick Fuentes is on in the third hour. And then we have a special guest host who I'm inviting on, who's a very articulate, amazing lady, Dr. Jane Ruby, who was really impressive with us last week. She is going to be joining us as well. Well, I'm obviously very angry. I'm very upset. They are trying to make it mandatory to take vaccines. Governments are now announcing, basically, if you want to get on a train or go to a grocery store or get on a plane or have a job, we're going to intimidate the corporations to do this. This is the medical tyranny. This is the takeover. And the bad reactions, the death, the autoimmune responses, the allergic responses are just founting out like a dam, just absolutely breaking. And we're going to be laying out some really important parallels and developments to this and to what Big Pharma is doing and Big Pharma's nightmare history of just unparalleled corruption coming up at the start of the next segment. New York Governor Cuomo on high schoolers. Put them on a bus and bring them to a mass vaccination site. Basically force them via peer pressure to do it. D.C. mayor bans dancing, standing at weddings. Yeah, it's a cult. He'll follow the orders. They're getting an army of people to do whatever they're told. Far left MAG. Libs ignoring scientific evidence to virtue signal for indefinite lockdowns. Well, I guess you leftists like it, so you know, you're in a cult club. That's on InfoWars.com. And this is the big parallel to the deadly vaccines that are really Frankenshots. $10.9 billion to settle Roundup lawsuits, admitting that Roundup does indeed cause cancer, and they knowingly lied about it. And that, of course, was a division working with Monsanto of Bayer Pharmaceutical that also brought you HIV in the blood by design. We're going to be looking at all of that next segment. Really, really big developments on that front. We are also going to get into a very disgusting area, and that is the fact that Sigmund Freud was a pedophile, and then most of the founders of modern psychology in the last 130 years were avowed buggerers of children, as it was called at the time. Most of them had sex with their children, and then they passed it on down, and this is really their cult takeover. I have a stack of mainstream news where they admit this is going on, and governments in the U.S., the U.K., and Germany are delivering children to pedophiles so that they can be brought up in a proper way of life, not the nuclear family. These are quotes. That they can be shown the true love of man-boy. And so three-year-old boys are given to convicted pedophiles to be gang-raped, and that is mainstream news. We're going to tell you all about it. And then that ties into, in Canada, one psychologist alone has 500 orphans under him as young as three now transferring to a new gender. Yes, at three, they can be convinced by a psychologist, because kids like to do role-playing, to have their genitals cut off. Then they put them on the track to do that. And that ties into all this, so I'm going to break this down. The government, again, when Kathy is Keith and the other books, that the government places children with him, 500 plus. But don't worry, there's lots of AIDS ribbons in the children's books. They're going to be learning about getting HIV as well and all the other fun things that go with the culture of death and depopulation. Also, the summer of 2021 is going to be abnormally violent as murders continue to rise all over the world as food prices rise by the end of the summer, 76% in the global Bloomberg Agri Index. The crops being grown now worldwide have already been purchased, most of them. And when you aggregate it together in the agri analysis, no pun intended, where you get the word aggregating, is putting all the seeds together, but they aggregate the numbers on agri, And we are looking at a 76% increase. And the projections go up about 120% into the next year. That will cause hell upon earth to unfold. The globalists will say it's black on white, white on black, globally, and say it's a Black Lives Matter movement as everybody riots because their EBT cards still work but won't buy enough food. And then the communist globalists think they'll ride the civil instability they've created with a financial collapse to total absolute control, world government, forced inoculations, universal guaranteed income, the global social score run by AI, tracking your every move. So that is all coming up today, but you can fight back. If you're listening to us on a local radio station or TV station you're watching, tell people about it. If you've got a barn, paint InfoWars on it or Bandai Video. If you're a pastor or a police officer or somebody that is able to influence others more or a influencer online, keep the fight going. We're going to win this together, pro-human, against the globalists. Don't let them divide and conquer us, but realize they are collapsing the third world and organizing them into leftist armies to come here, bankrupt the countries, implode the economy, and be a permanent underclass that's also extremely anti-Christian, anti-white. We've got to somehow stop that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. And as bad as the globalist censorship is, and as much as they've been suppressing thousands of medical doctors and nurses here in the U.S. alone, not to mention around the world, the truth about COVID-19 is coming out. The truth about the vaccines not being vaccines, not protecting you, is coming out. The truth about the PCR test being fake is coming out. The truth about Bill Gates being behind all the companies is coming out. The fact that the Pfizer and the Moderna and the AstraZeneca and the Australian government vaccine and a whole bunch of others have been banned in Australia and South Africa and 21 countries in Europe and the Philippines and Russia. But here we're told, oh, we're just going to approve them all. They're all good. They've all been studied as they give them to you live. They go, oh, we don't think you died. We don't think you got a blood clot from this. We don't think you. And they cherry pick the stories and just pick a few to make it look like only a few are happening when it is a devastating assault. But the whole time we've been lied to, remember? 2.5 million Americans were going to be dead in the first 6 months. Oh, there was no known treatment for this virus. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, all of it. Because if they said there was another treatment, they couldn't get emergency authorization for the gene therapy. That these companies for 20 years invested hundreds of billions of dollars in it, could never get a single government to approve them. China, who does all the Franken stuff, won't even approve mRNA on their general population. They test it on our military. That's what we used to do here. Still illegal, still wrong in my view. Very unethical. Violates the Nuremberg Code, the list goes on and on. So what you're seeing by every yardstick, according to top international lawyers that are the world experts on this show, like Dr. Francis Boyle and others, this is illegal. The former chief scientist at Pfizer, this is illegal. The head of the main EU advisory board, Wolfgang Wodarg, this is dangerous and illegal. It's not like I'm kind of out in the gray or out on a limb here. So despite all the censorship in the last month since the inoculation deaths and injuries exploded, without even trying, people call me every day and they go, you know, you're trending number 5 on Twitter, or you're trending number 1. And I go, check. We're in the top 10 of Twitter every day now. You type in Alex Jones, they can't even suppress it. You type it into TikTok, they can't suppress it. You type it into, they can't suppress it. And I'm just one symbol in the resistance. So as negative as this all is, the globalists are like Hitler or Napoleon going into Russia. At first they're winning, but in time their tracks, their wheels grind into the mud. Their horses sink into the mud. So people are upset. People are waking up. But I saw this comment over and over again. What do we do? Or, well, I know somebody got sick from one of these shots, and I know that they said we got to wear a mask regardless, and they said we wouldn't have to wear them after we got them, and you know, I took it and I got a blood clot, but you know, is it really as bad as he says, or how does he know they're this bad? Because I've studied Big Pharma for 30 years. I've been on air 27, and I look at hundreds of articles a day, and I've seen the OxyContin company, I've seen Bayer, I've seen Merck, I've seen Pfizer, I've seen all of them get caught in lawsuits where they admit they knew a product they had didn't work and or was killing people or making them sick. I mean, the list goes on and on with FinFin and eating your heart valves and women being given tranquilizers that deform their babies and the attempts to cover it up and Dalcon Shield sterilizing women by the millions, including my mother and my grandmother, given polio by the polio vaccine, told by her doctor. And I've got congressional hearings on what they did to my grandmother. I mean, I've experienced it. So, there's an article out today where Bayer, only a division of it was selling Roundup. They haven't gone for Monsanto, you know, that created it yet. I mean, I guess that's happening in court. But Bayer's agreed to pay $10.6 million, which sounds like a lot for tens of millions of the U.S. dying of cancer. They didn't have breast cancer to speak of, maybe 1 in 20 million. It was super rare in Brazil. A decade after Roundup's been adopted in Brazil, their breast cancer is almost as high as ours. Almost every woman gets it by 50 or 60. So, just when I hear the name Bayer, okay, Bayer worked for Hitler and Joseph Mengele and helped kill people in medical death camps. Bayer knowingly worked with Bill Clinton for 15 years to ship contaminated blood knowingly that they falsely certified out of the state of Arkansas to be mixed on purpose into Factor VIII platelet drug that then gave conservatively over 20 million people HIV and hepatitis, and at least 2 million are known to have died when the settlements were done over a decade ago. And in the documents, that Bayer also brought you heroin. That's what they invented to get you off of opium, because it's only 10 times stronger or more. They're like, Oxycontin will cure you of heroin, because it's 50 times stronger. And remember, but Frank Luntz is a liberal conservative. He said it's good for you. Oxycontin's good. It must be true. So it's these same PR people out of control with these dangerous companies that are eugenics-based. And when it came out about Bayer in Australia and in France is where the documents came out. It was the chief executives in those countries saying, we'll go ahead and just dump this Factor VIII. Well, we've got, 100 million doses of this, and all of it has HIV and hepatitis. It'll give everybody this. And they said, screw them. We've got too many hemophiliacs. The world will be better without them. So that's a starting point. And every one of these companies has been caught doing similar crap. Now, Monsanto, the parent company that brought you this with Roundup, remember, had their chief scientist and Pat Moore would go around for decades. I remember being like 10 years old and watching him on TV say, you can drink Roundup. My mother going, is that true, David, to my dad? And my dad going, well, I use it in the yard, but I wouldn't drink it. I remember I walked in front of my dad while he was spraying weeds, and I got it on my legs, and I said, should I wash this off? My dad back then still bought the propaganda. He goes, well, they say you can drink it, but yeah, I'd go wash it off. That's who these people are. And these very same people are telling you, oh, this experimental mRNA, it's safe, take it, when in all the animal studies for 20 years, it maimed and sterilized and mutated and killed the animals. That's why they skipped them in this trial, because they already know what it does, and they're giving it to us for population control. Period. It's a fact. Here is the spokesperson, Pat Moore, when somebody said on French TV, here, go ahead and drink some. Here it is.
Steve, that glyphosate in Argentina is causing increases in cancer. You can drink a whole quart of it and it won't hurt you.
You want to drink some? We have some here.
I'd be happy to, actually. But yeah. Not really, but...
Not really?
I know it wouldn't hurt me.
If you say so, I have some glyphosate.
No, I'm not stupid.
Ah, okay, so you...
No, but I know...
So it's dangerous,
I know,
right?
No, people try to commit suicide with it and fail fairly regularly.
Tell the truth.
It's not dangerous to humans. No, it's not.
So are you ready to drink one glass of glyphosate?
No, I'm not an idiot. Interview me about golden rice. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, then it's finished.
Except,
so when you see all these big talk show hosts on radio and TV, from Stephen Colbert to John Oliver to all of them, saying, oh, you got to take it. It's totally safe. Take it. Their companies are on record paid hundreds of millions of dollars to say that. Their paycheck's coming from that. They're now pure PR men, pure product placement. They're not advertising Miller Lite or Doritos or even Camels, which is bad enough. No, the same media empires that sold you, got a sore throat, got a cough, smoke an extra Camel. Doctors recommend Camel over other cigarettes for your lung health. They're now telling you the same crap today. They're a pack of criminal mercenaries. We'll be right back. 14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies.
We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. That's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that can barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline's been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203. I'm no stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I fought with the devil, got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave up on me. I'm no stranger to the rain. I can spot bad weather, and I'm good at finding shelter. I've been sacrificed by brothers, crucified by lovers that do it all.
I've withstood the pain. I'm no stranger to the rain. Wednesday Live, UN announces criminal plan to forcibly inject children with dangerous mRNA frankenshots. Only way that transmission gets out is if you take action. Greg Reese is going to premiere an incredibly powerful report on the mindset, the operating system of the Illuminati, of these occultists. Very powerful report coming up next segment. But let me go ahead and dig into what I was just laying out. The average nurse, the average doctor means well. And when the average doctor or nurse has questions and points out the medical literature, they get silenced, or they get in trouble, or they get fired. Well, we have to all come together and say no, or we just get pulled deeper down into the spider hole. So I want to be your tour guide to the rabbit hole. Because we're already in the rabbit hole. And if you don't figure out what's going on in the rabbit hole, you get pulled down even deeper into the spider hole. And the only way you get out of this globalist system is becoming aware of how it operates. All right, I want to really burrow into the latest developments with them targeting our children, targeting newborn babies now in the studies, and what the estimates are on the fact that fast-growing cells are attacked even more because they have these proteins in them, and this is just going to be so devastating to children, so devastating to pregnant women. It's already causing a huge amount of miscarriages, and they're just setting a precedent to normalize it and to make it no big deal and go, it's no big deal, you had a miscarriage, it's no big deal, your dad died or your brother died or your mom died. Let's just move on. Sure, your mom fell down 2 days later and died after the shot, and had nothing to do with it. And then they'll even lie and say, oh, Hank Aaron had an autopsy. It wasn't the vaccine, and Robert Kennedy Jr. contacted the family, got it on record. They said, no autopsy was done. They've had medical doctors, in the case of the young people that die, do autopsies and say, yeah, total organ failure, autoimmune response from the vaccines. The body rejected its own organs. And that's what happened in MRA studies, mRNA studies in the last decade or more, is a lot of the times it's liver failure, kidney failure, heart attack, strokes. Simply insane. We're going to get to all that in a moment. We have a new sale we are running, and these are great products, and it also funds the operation. So it is a total 360 win in every direction. Folks are going to be very excited about this, and I'm very excited about it because it's one of our best sellers, and it funds our operation. Plus, people love it, especially folks that have to work late at night, truck drivers, you name it. We went to a top developer whose name's not on it because I'm the evil Alex Jones, and we paid a lot of money for a top sports supplement developer. It's a well-known name, to give us the strongest, cleanest formula that nobody else had made that put the most product in it. And so this has a good price on it, but boy, does it have more product than anybody else we know of? Absolutely. This is high-end product that you don't pay the high-end price for. Turbo Force is 10 hours of clean energy for your metabolic system and alertness. It's got a whole bunch of known compounds that boost alertness, focus, and so much more. And then it's also got five different types of naturally occurring caffeine that released at different time intervals. And so this really is 10-hour clean energy without the big come down. And folks know I don't hype things up. It's such a popular product. But because of the breakdown in the supply chain, it's been sold out for, as you know, 4+ months. And that's what's endangering InfoWars. It's why you hear sponsors on the air now. It's why we're selling other products now, which are great, like the InfoWars phone and things, sat phones is. We can fund ourselves with the supplements and T-shirts and films and books and water filters and stuff. But we can't get a lot of the supplements now because of the supply chain breakdown. But that's a whole other story, as you know, dealing with the economy. And they're paying billions of people not to work still. So you have more money in the economy but less products. That causes scarcity and prices to go up. This has all been planned. It's the Great Reset. You'll have nothing. You'll own nothing. You'll like it. So just thank God we got this shipment in. It's back. We really appreciate your support. 40% off. Also, what's back in? Ultimate fish oil, highest grade fish oil at a low price. Even crappy grade fish oil is great for you. But this has the expensive process of having any mercury that's in it taken out. This is great for adults. It's great for children. It's so good for your heart, your brain. It's back in stock. And yes, back in stock, 50% off.
Survival Shield X2, the good halogen. We're so excited about that. Ultimate Krill Oil selling out, but it's still 25% off. Get the two together for 50% off in the combo. Winter Sun is close to selling out in the next few weeks, but more is coming in a month and a half. So I'm going to sell it to boost your immune system at 50% off. Survival Shield X2, Winter Sun, all storable foods, 10% off until next Wednesday. And then that sale has to end with all the craziness going on and the Bloomberg Food Agri Index up 76% by the end of summer. If I was you, I would eat storable food, insurance you can eat. That's how you beat inflation today. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. And all T-shirts are still $17.76. But let me just play a few of these clips right now because this is very illustrative. Here is Governor Cuomo. Over half the state's deaths, we're sending sick people with different diseases, different communicable diseases, pneumonia, flu, calling it COVID. Some did have COVID. COVID is real. It's a very spreadable pneumonia, and it's got a protein that attacks the heart. But if you have vitamins and minerals in you at high levels, it can't do anything to you. That's what the science shows. But they don't want you knowing that. They want you scared, taking their vaccines, and perpetually sick, or their gene therapies. Here he is saying, just load all the students up and just take them to a sports stadium, and then, of course, intimidate them into taking the deadly vaccine. So the murderer of old people isn't content. He wants to ruin these young people's lives as well. Here it is.
We're working very hard to get to younger people, incentives for younger people. I've asked high schools to organize events where they drive their students to a mass vaccination site. Put them on a bus and bring them to a mass vaccination site. Because that is the population that we need to vaccinate. The doubtful, the hesitant population, that's more education, more information, more education, more information.
So that's another one of the paid spokespersons who the FBI could indict any day for following the UN's directive to put sick people in nursing homes and then lock the nursing homes up so family can't see how they're being intubated for the $53,000 for every person they intubate. That's quite a bounty. You can hire top hitmen for $53,000. $53,000 for every person you stick a ventilator in, the new guillotine of the left. So he's a totally compromised individual. Here's another compromised individual. Joe Biden yesterday does not know what planet he's on. Now he can't even read off a teleprompter. Here it is.
Visit vaccines.gov, vaccines.com, or text your zip code to 438829, 438829.
Coming up, Fauci basically admits that they're going to turn all the summer camps in America into brainwashing prison camps. All the children must stay many feet apart, and you've got to wear a mask all summer long. But wait, the CDC said don't wear a mask outside. It doesn't matter. They're not even God. Fauci, who ran the Wuhan lab and works with Bill Gates and the Chinese communists, he is your Lord. So the answer is don't go to the summer camps. Don't abuse your children. Tell the summer camps, don't follow Fauci's garbage or my child's not going there. Put your weight on them. The public schools, the private schools can't get in to see your kids now. It's all the bureaucracies with a wish list of control they want to be able to kill your old folks, lock your kids up. They're turning us all into prisoners while we're on lockdown. Lockdown's a prison term. Come on, folks. It's all in your face. Don't be helpless. Stand up, say no. We'll be back with Greg Reese's powerful report on the Illuminati.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Shapiro's sister, on her own Twitter, says she took the mRNA vaccine and had a miscarriage. Well, that's taking one for the global esteem. Really sorry for her and her dead baby. Get an article out on that at InfoWars.com. Well, here is the premiere of a very important piece of information that will be posted as soon as we transmit this and premiere it out to all these radio and TV stations. This is Greg Reese's latest piece on the secrets of the Illuminati revealed in the mindset, the operating system of these selfish demons.
Lucifer, son of the morning, is it he who bears the light? Doubt it not. That's the beginning of their big secret. God is the devil, and we're already in hell right now.
Altion Juric, best known as Altion Childs, is an Australian performer who topped the charts after winning the second season of X Factor Australia in 2010. On April 15th of this year, Altion published a five-hour video claiming he was initiated into the Freemasons and that Freemasonry is hiding the true world religion, Satanism. He goes on to reveal how every initiate must swear a vow of secrecy to never reveal the secrets of Freemasonry to anyone whatsoever, under penalty of having their body severed in two and their bowels burned to ashes, their throat slit,
and their tongue torn out by the roots.
This is the sign you do upon entering and exiting the ritual room while facing the Grand Master. It stands for throat slit, and it goes like this.
They use symbolic gestures to flaunt their secret religion, such as the sign of the Master of the Second Veil, or the Hidden Hand, the sign of silence. As you move up the ranks of Freemasonry, the oaths of silence for taking each degree become more brutal, having your heart torn out and fed to wild beasts, your head struck off and placed on the highest spire of Christendom, destroying your business and reputation, and hanging you in your own home. Masonic rules clearly stipulate that the Lodge has the authority and obligation to uphold these mandates and penalize any member who violates them. Masonic rules also warn members from inviting the vulgar and profane. The profane is what they call the uninitiated, anyone outside their secret order. As one climbs the ladder of power in Freemasonry, each degree requires more barbaric acts from the initiate. From being humiliated and stepped on, drinking wine from a human skull, stabbing human skulls. And in one of the highest degrees, the initiate removes a blindfold to find a severed human head lying on the floor with a bloody knife beside it. He is instructed to take the knife in his right hand and the head in his left. Eventually, this leads the initiate to accept human sacrifice as a rite of initiation, which is the ultimate goal of this unholy hierarchy. 33rd degree Mason Manly P. Hall, who was named Freemason of the Century, wrote that Freemasonry is a religion, and that initiates are intentionally misled until they reach the highest levels. He wrote that Freemasonry is an outer organization concealing an inner brotherhood, one visible and one invisible. The invisible is dedicated to the service of a mysterious Arcanum Arcanorum. Having a belief in a supreme being is required to become a Mason. And the atheist is looked upon by the Mason as being the most vulgar and despicable of mankind. But who is the supreme being in Masonry?
Freemasonry is Satanism in disguise.
33rd degree Sovereign Grand Commander of the Scottish Rite, Albert Pike, wrote in Morals and Dogma that Lucifer is the light bearer. 33rd degree Mason Albert Mackey wrote that Lucifer is good, light, victory, and initiation. And 33rd degree Freemason of the Century, Manly P. Hall, wrote that the mystery of the craft is the seething, surging energies of Lucifer that can be wielded by the initiate. This is the symbol for Satanism, and this is the symbol for female Freemasonry, the Order of the Eastern Star. The Satanic Bible lists Baphomet as the symbol of Satan worshipped by the highest level of Freemasonry, the Templar Masons. In the Satanic rituals, it is written that Masonic orders contain the most influential men in government, and virtually every occult order has Masonic roots, and that every rite of the Nazis' Black Order employed Masonic principles. Both Satanism and Masonic rituals involve the goat, the coffin, and the death's head. Anton LaVey wrote that the Masonic rituals serve as a screening process for organized Satanism. Freemasons can also be seen making the 666 hand gesture.
I'm a Christian, sir.
I'm pure and virtuous and wholesome and innocent. How can you say anything bad about me?
Sir, you need to be born again.
I am born again.
Now, did you just say that you are Lucifer?
I am Lucifer.
Okay, define Lucifer for me.
Pure, virtuous, wholesome, innocent individual that's out to help people.
Lucifer is?
Yeah.
Say that again. Lucifer is a pure, holy...
Virtuous.
Virtuous. Now, see the Lucifer that God created?
That's the same one.
At the highest level of the so-called Illuminati is a perverted sex cult, which is why high-level Mason Walt Disney not only saturated his films with Masonic hand gestures and 666, but also added subliminal images with hidden sexuality. Altion claims that the square and compass are actually symbolizing the sex act, the woman's legs spread open and a man mounting her. The G symbolizes the generative principle of creation.
The all-seeing eye symbolizes the head of the penis, and the rays shooting forth the orgasm. Each year, 13 high-level Masons may be invited to join the top of this monstrous pyramid, the Royal Order of Jesters, dedicated to nothing but sexual depravity.
There is no sin. There is only nature. Why do you think that witchcraft has disappeared? It never disappeared. It was hidden, forced to go into hiding by the appearance of Jesus on the human scene. Another reason why he's passionately hated.
33rd degree Mason Aleister Crowley wrote how he pecks at the eyes of Jesus on the cross. How the new age will arise.
All right, the full report has got 3 minutes left, and it's very good, and it's posted at band.video, and I want you to go there, and I want you to share it. And this report is extremely accurate. Everything in it is very accurate. But look at what I have on this table right here, and that's why I put this to the there about 6 months ago as a message to the globalist, or I guess about 8 months ago now, right before the whole campaign. Because to them, that's a blasphemous symbol. It's a dagger and a skull, but then the symbol of, I think, Christ, eternal life, or those wings. This is a message that the Holy Spirit is in control of life and death and not them. That's just, and that the clock is ticking down and that they're not immortal. They're going to face the great judgment. Now, only one of those higher level Masons would know what that means, but I want to be very specific here. This all goes back to the Babylonian mystery religions, Egypt, Greece, and to Solomon's Temple. And there's different arms of the Masons. So some will say, well, George Washington was a Christian, which he was, but he was in the Scottish Rite. And so the whole Hollywood angle of Masons and the whole modern Aleister Crowley system has been taken over by the satanic orders that were inside the Masonic system. And, of course, that goes back to right before 1776 and Adam Weishaupt, who sought to take over the Masonic orders. Now, the Masonic orders, back to the time of Solomon, had a satanic vein. And they were, and Solomon was conjuring demons, and that's what the, you know, the Star of David is really the seal of Solomon and all of that. And so this goes all the way back pre-Christianity to Egypt mainly, and then Babylon and Greece after that. And of course the Sumerian text, and really it's all of that knowledge and ancient science and alchemy was held by Masons. And so it's a college of secret knowledge. There becomes a modern Christian view of it. That it is always and totally a satanic enterprise. And it is true that it has become a satanic enterprise because Masonry has been taken over at the top by Satanists. And if you knew this and done research, you'd know that George Washington wrote dozens of letters that are in the National Archives that you can read online. You can actually see his text where he warned of the Illuminati and the Satanists taking over Masonry and that it was an absolutely terrible thing that was happening. So people can ask me how I like George Washington, but then I put reports out like this. Well, we'll have a part two report. Now there's Colonel Aquino, and these Satanists are a joke, ladies and gentlemen. But they infest things. They take over all these ancient orders, and now all the mystery schools are run by them. Because, again, the mystery schools are not Christian. They predate Christ. They predate Judaism. They are the original system. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will go to break. We will come back and we will start our number two. I am Alexander Emmerich Jones, your tour guide as we go into the wormhole that is the rabbit hole and beyond and back again. Stay with us. Our number two with Dr. Joseph Mercola. Straight ahead.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.